This is the Average Guy Network, and you have found Home Tech Show number 141, recorded on November 4th, 2013. Here at Home Tech, we cover all your favorite tech gadgets that find their way into your home, news, reviews, product updates, and conversation, all for the average tech guy. I'm your host, Jim Collison, broadcasting live from the AverageGuy.tv studios here in Bellevue, Nebraska, and we post the show with world-class show notes. I've been working real hard on those. You want to go take a peek at those? Out at TheAverageGuy.tv. If you have questions, comments, or contributions, you, of course, you can contact the show. Just send me an email, podcast@TheAverageGuy.tv. If you can't remember that, Jim at TheAverageGuy.tv gets you there as well. Find me on Twitter at Jay Collison or follow the show schedule on our Twitter account at TheAverageGuy.tv. You can also join us for live chat during the show over at TheAverageGuy.tv/live right below the live stream window. That's actually not true. It's on this side of the live stream window. Sorry, I need to change that verbiage in there so that's better. I'd love to also have us join via a tablet or a mobile device as well. We've enabled low bandwidth streaming at the live page, so if you want to give that a try and give me your feedback, that would be great. We also have a new YouTube high bandwidth page as well. Just head out to theaverageguy.tv, look in the upper right-hand corner, and you will see the live YouTube button up there, and that's where the chat window is right below it. All right, tonight we're an off-scheduled Home Tech, and there's a reason for that. So today, actually just at about 5 o'clock, one of my coworkers from Gallup, Amish Gangar, came to me and said, hey, let's review the new Apple iPad.
Go ahead, Jim.
No, I want you to have all the glory.
Oh, no. That's why I know why you stopped it there. Because, yeah, the way I pronounce it is not good enough. So
It's the iPad Air that's coming out. And so did that just come out this weekend?
This Friday at 8 in the morning, yep.
This last Friday.
And so, I work at Gallup. Gallup wants me at 8 in the morning on Friday. So I had to wait till the evening. So, yeah.
So, Amish, tell us a little bit. Nobody knows you very well, so let's just take a little bit. Tell us just a little bit about who you are and what you do and those kinds of things, just so folks have some context.
Sure, and I'll keep a bit light because I'm kind of, a bit wary about this thing. So, I work at Gallup. It's been, about 3 years now. Originally from Mumbai, India, and I did my bachelor's at Iowa State in Ames, Iowa. And, I've been on to several places around the country,
and you're a gadgeteer. You love the tech gadgets. We talk about them all the time.
That's true. Yeah. Although it's going down a bit, but still, I mean, I used to earlier a few years ago. I used to like Friday evenings, weekends. I used to install software and do things for fun. So that fun part has gone down, but I'm still keeping up with all the things that I care about, basically. You can see that, Jim, yeah.
Yeah, good. Well, we get a chance to chat about those at work. That's always a lot of fun to be able to do that. So tell me, I have not followed the iPad Air at all, and so it's coming out. But let's talk a little bit about Friday. There was some lead up to the weekend and some reason you would want to wait to get that. So kind of tell me how you walked through with having to work, you know, on Friday and get it.
Right.
We talked about where you were going to buy it and how you were going to get it. So talk about that one.
All right. So I had the iPad first generation like 3 years ago, three and a half years ago now. And I've been waiting to upgrade. You know, it gets slow, it's thick and all and heavy. So I'm like, okay, just waiting for the new something that I would want to use. The second, third, and fourth haven't been as good. That's nothing for me, at least, that was good enough to upgrade. The iPad Air was exactly what I was thinking. I was wanting something that was light because I watch a lot of videos, usually on my couch or on the bed or just on the table. But I want something I can hold and not feel burdened after 20 minutes. So the Air was the answer. Basically, I knew when it was going to be light that this is for me. And here it is, by the way.
Let's see it. You've got it. Look at that.
Look at that. So thin, so slim, so light.
Yeah, I actually expected that bezel to be a little thinner on that. You know, on the it is kind of, it's still kind of square, not square, but it's still kind of, yeah.
Yeah,
it's kind of to be more round.
It's basically iPad Mini, just zoomed, you know, basically. Somebody just pinched zoom the iPad mini. I'll show you the original iPad 1.
Yeah.
It's in its case right here, but let me open it. All right. So you can see it here. It's nice and thick, and it's heavy.
Yeah, now this says it's 28% lighter than that. It's down to just a single pound. And 28% lighter, 20% thinner, and 24% less volume.
Yep. I mean, you can really feel it, yeah.
Yeah, that.
And look at the bezel size now. This one, both are the same screen size, but the bezel around them is so much more, much less thicker now.
So when you were working on your original iPad, because of the buttons on the bottom, do you find you want to hold that in portrait mode all the time? Is that how you kind of consume it most of the time, or do you turn it to?
Yeah, I've always turned it around and stuff. No, I've never had a problem with the buttons and stuff.
Okay.
Sometimes I just lock it so that it doesn't keep rotating around a lot.
Right.
And by the way, here it is. You can see how much it shrunk from the front.
Yeah.
Yeah, whole bezel basically.
Now turn them both on, and what's the bezel difference between on the screen between the two?
I see what. Okay.
Yeah, so just trying to get it.
Right away.
That's the original, right?
I don't know how you can. It's kind of bright,
good.
Right?
Yeah, that's good. It's okay.
I just turn it a bit down.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Yeah, so that's got a fairly good bezel along the side there, a good inch around.
This thing's hard. Or,
you gotta get to, and that one's so on the sides that goes fairly close to the edge.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And so Apple has had to make some software update so that it doesn't register unintended clicks. So see right now when I'm clicking, it doesn't like. Oh, you can't see completely, but
that's okay.
It's all across right. And stuff.
We're going to do some more in-depth look at it on your desktop there here in a little bit. But so that's a 9.7 inch display, mm-hmm. right? 2048 by 1536, mm-hmm. 3.1 million pixels in that space.
Yeah,
that's a lot
it's
of pixels.
Amazing. So the iPad 1 is not Retina, and I'm always been crazy about Retina since the iPhone 4 and. I tried out the MacBook recently and all. Retina is amazing. And using this iPad, so I got it on Friday. On Saturday and Sunday, I've been playing some games, browsing. It's superb. I mean, you can just feel it. I mean, I've been playing some pool games and all. And you really get to it. It's a very personal, very intimate experience.
Yeah, and what's the difference?
And by the way, I'm not a crazy fan or anything. Intimate.
This is running the A7 chip. What's the difference, the speed difference between this and...
It's huge. It's now coming to a point where it can basically get to replace the PCs, at least for light tasks. So like for casual web browsing or reading news or checking something quickly. And we'll go through this in depth, but... Okay, let's just make this.
Yeah, it'll have a hard time. There you go. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's see. This is the Yahoo homepage. Let's say I refresh this thing. Everything's just fast and easy. Okay.
Yeah.
See it here?
There you go.
And if you just click something, just see how fast the page would load. I mean, it's just like that. So there's no more waiting around, no more nothing.
And you waited quite a bit on the original iPad for that?
Yeah. It wasn't fast. I mean, I had to be like, okay, do I really want to do this or not? Now, bear in mind, I'm usually a very speed-sensitive person. So, like, all my computers are i7s and SSD and stuff. So it's always bothered me to, if I have to wait and hold around. But if you just see here, I mean, any site I go to, it's, let's say, Engadget. I mean, it's just... Boom, boom, boom. So I don't feel like I'm using an inferior product to access the web,
Sure.
So I don't do a lot of browsing on my iPhone, for example, just because of the screen and all. But this thing is perfect in that regard.
Sure. So very lots of speed. It's got the M7 coprocessor on it as well. Now, I wasn't familiar. Does the original iPad have a coprocessor as well, or was it just a single processing chip?
It was just a single one, I think.
Single processor.
Have the M7. M7 is new to the A7 chip.
Okay. Yeah. Very cool. Now, you've had it through the weekend. One of the things they're touting is a little bit better battery life. Have you seen that? It may be a little too early to see that, but have you seen something like that?
I've seen that, yeah, because now the original iPad was really good with battery. The second, third, and fourth, due to the Retina screen, became a bit not as good as the first one. But this one, I mean, I've had a hard time. Like, I see the battery at 88%, for example, and it would be like 20 minutes of me browsing around. It would be still at 88, and it would be like, what? And so those things, you know, that really make it, like, since I've gotten it, I've really put it, I've not charged it back to 100%, but since 3 days, I've charged it for like 1 hour, and that's it. And right now, it's at 66%, by the way, so.
So yes, you're seeing a significant difference in that. Nathaniel in chat is saying the original iPad came with an A4 chip at 1 gigahertz. So quite a significant, you know, uptick in that.
Yeah. No, I don't remember, but like, I think the graphics on this thing is like, I'm not sure exactly, but maybe 72 times or something crazy number, like 40 or 72 times the original, and the CPU is like some 10 or 20 times the original iPad. Now,
what did this retail at?
$499.
Okay.
I got it at $479 because Walmart was really aggressive with this. Like, so, yeah. But I bought it at Best Buy. I did a price match thing.
Right. So you took Walmart's ad into Best Buy and had them price match it.
Yeah, it was not fun experience because and I'm not a big Best Buy fan or whatever, but they had this thing where, I mean, the Best Buy site clearly says they'll match everything on Walmart.com, Amazon.com, and stuff like that. So I took a printout of Walmart.com, and I'd called previously saying, will that be okay? And they're like, yeah, sure. And then I go in, and it's like, no, you need to see the store thing. So the dude starts calling the nearby Walmart store and starts asking, do you guys have an iPad in stock? And, of course, he gets put on hold and blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, okay, how much is it selling for? And they said $479, and then like, okay. The reason I did Best Buy is because I have a bunch of reward points. And so I thought, yeah, I'll get to use it. Plus, Walmart didn't have the black iPad in 16 GB. They only had the white left.
And you bought the 16 gig.
Yeah.
And it comes 32/64 as well?
Right. I usually stream a lot of the, things, so I don't really need the extra space. All my music, a lot of them is on Amazon Cloud and stuff, so.
And so it says up to 10 hours. Are you getting kind of 10 hours? I know you're doing a lot of streaming. I imagine that might cut down on that. But do you think 8 to 10 what's been your experience?
I think 10 hours would be pretty reasonable. I've read online a lot of people are seeing 12 plus. Walt Mossberg did a thing where he put the screen brightness at 75%, played continuous video loop, and it went on for like 12 hours or something.
Oh.
And so that was amazing. But I played a lot of games and videos, and I feel confident that at least 10. The old iPad, I didn't have to charge for days, and I am imagining I'm going to do the same thing. I use, let's say, 3 hours every night or whatever, 2 hours, 3 hours.
So you don't keep it with you. You don't use it during the day, just at night when you get home.
Pretty much. Yeah. I use the iPhone a lot during the day. So.
Right. Right. Now, this tells you how much of a Apple guy that I am. Is it running a different OS than the original iPad was, or is it all the same? It's iOS 7, right?
Right. So they've gone through iOS 1, 2, 3, 4, you know.
Right.
And so right. So when the first time it came, I don't know, it was 4 or something. Right now this thing is stuck because they're not really supporting the first generation iPad. So let me see. I think it's stuck on iOS 5 now. Yep, 5.1.1, and I can't go any higher now. So a lot of the new app updates and stuff that requires iOS 7, I don't get it. But yeah,
I was reading The Verge's review on this earlier today, and the biggest deal they made out of was the Safari icon. I thought, okay, we could probably find a few more things wrong than the Safari icon.
Yeah, I mean, it's not pretty, and it's the same that it's been on the iPhone and all, so, okay, yeah. Let me just make it more.
Right. But the iPad and the iPhone have always shared the same OS, right?
Right. Okay. Basically, iPhone, yeah, same, right. Exactly the same.
Same OS.
Same.
And they're touting 475,000 apps specifically for the iPad.
Yes. And that's the genius of this thing. I mean, that you don't never feel incomplete in that sense. Like, I have, you know, some some Amazon apps and some banking apps and some news apps. Everything's out there. Everything's beautiful. So that's one good thing about the iOS ecosystem. Now, I know I haven't used Android as much, but I've heard people say that some apps are really good, some apps not so good. But overall, at least the iOS apps have been of pretty good quality, yeah.
Well, they get a lot of attention from the developers. So, yeah. You know, that's where everybody's making the money, or in theory, that's where they say everybody's making the money. So that's they get more attention, you know, kind of from that community, so to speak. Have you paired it with any Bluetooth devices yet? Do you like a keyboard or any of those?
The first generation, I got the Apple keyboard, but that was more the attached one, and which I can't use anymore because the new iPads have the Lightning connector. So I may have to buy the Logitech one. They're saying it's pretty good, the Logitech something, backlit one, I think.
Yeah, but it would take any Bluetooth keyboard, right?
Oh, yeah. And in fact, there's one thing I want to point out, and maybe we can get, I guess later when we get, I want to say one thing is, because of the size of this new and the lightness, I can now easily type on this thing versus previously. Mm. So now I can just go like this. The previous it was not possible to just go and type this fast.
Because the width, because it was that much wider?
I just felt like I would drop it. Mm. And it was wider because my arms were having to, you know, grip more harder and stuff.
Yeah.
So typing has definitely become easier.
So I find for a productivity device, I mean, I like to use the physical keyboard if I'm going to do long emails. I mean, I don't like, regardless of the device, whether it's an Android tablet or an iPad or a Surface tablet or something like that, that's too big and too bulky. I really need a keyboard. So for me, I would probably want to. I like that. That would sit up nicely. Does it have a kickstand in the back or anything? You got to get a kickstand for it. Okay, yeah. So you'd have to get a kickstand for it if you wanted to put it up on a plane or something like that.
So yeah, you're reminding me of the Surface and stuff. But I've never felt a need. I mean, maybe I'm just personal. It's so light and all, and with kickstand, it's never the perfect angle. This thing, it's not bad enough to hold on your hand and just...
Well, I think it speaks to the difference in usage, or at least the implied usage of something like that. So that's really, I think, coming from the Apple side, they want you to hold it, and it's a consumption device, and you're going to watch video on it, and you're going to do some productivity, but the keyboard's really there for convenience, for a few things you need to type in, but you're never really going to do any serious productivity on the screen. You get a Surface device, it really comes from the enterprise side, where they're saying, hey, look, this can be a laptop replacement. We're just making it small enough to make it look like a tablet. And you get that. I mean, Microsoft made a huge deal about that kickstand in version 1, and now it has two positions in version 2, right? It's like, come on, couldn't you put a variable thing in there so we could get, you know, anyways. I think it speaks to the direction at which these companies come at this idea of consumption.
Mm-hmm. And I've tried the Surface since last year. Every time I go to Best Buy or wherever, you know, I make sure that I just play around and get a feel for it. It's always been a very uncomfortable tablet for me, just because the screen's much wider. You really can't type. At least I don't like typing like this, and it just feels like a game controller.
It's a little thick. It's not meant to type that way.
The screen's small, I think, for a laptop, so it just seems to be missing some.
Can you hold that in landscape and type on it? So the keyboard kicks in there too? Now, so that's not.
Yeah, you can just go. I mean, sometimes you have to stretch a bit if you're typing the H and stuff, but...
Scoot that into the camera view a little bit so we can see it. No, you're good. There you go.
So, yeah, okay. Let's say I'm typing weather, so it's...
Right.
It's not that bad.
But the optimal one is where that's in portrait, right? When you flip that up, that's
now
more...
Now they have a different keyboard. Let's say it's not split up.
Oh.
So you can actually type, and you can bring this up and down like this, and you can just type...
Yeah, now that looks really comfortable right there.
Yeah.
I mean, that if you're going to do it in landscape mode, that looks like a very comfortable keyboard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's the mode you'd spend a lot of time.
I like this.
Okay. So before we have you put that thing down and start maybe talking a little bit about what you like about it, let's see if there's any other, they are mentioning it's got a FaceTime HD camera and then a 5-megapixel EyeSight camera on the back.
Mm-hmm.
And have you messed around with front-facing camera? Is it pretty good?
Yeah, it's all right. I've usually, like I was saying earlier, I usually use it in the nighttime. it's not great in low light conditions. It's very grainy. It feels like a webcam quality image, you know. But on the weekend, I did get some time to spend during the data mentors. It's not bad. It's not like the iPhone or anything close to that, but I would not mind doing FaceTime with my family or something, and I think they would get a good idea. Let's say if I do FaceTime with back camera and show around, I think they would get it and they would feel the quality was sufficient.
Not like any webcam, right? Lower light is murder on a webcam. Those sensors are just so small, they just need light, right? They can't collect enough light.
Right. I don't think they've put a lot of good, what do you call that, sensors or whatever, you know, for low light or even for general. I mean, I wouldn't want to take photos with this thing anyway. FaceTime was one thing that I wanted to do on this. But in fact, yeah, so.
One of the things, because I do so much podcasting, I'd like a portable podcast rig at times, you know, and this is one of the ways, these smaller tablet devices are one of the ways. Of course, that doesn't really have any other connections on it, right? I can't. What are my connection options to that thing? What can I connect to it physically?
Now, I don't do much of this, but from what I know, like, say, Bluetooth, whatever things you have on Bluetooth, you can. There is, I think, a camera attachment that you can do. I think, obviously, AirPlay and stuff is there, but you don't need any attachments. But I think there is also one for a video out, so you can do that.
No, but no physical hardware outs. No USB, no...
let's just go through this thing, yeah.
We'll just do that.
Yeah. So, here's the front. There's only... what you notice, the big screen, the front camera, the home button, which is, again, very similar to the iPhone ones. They have what they call the chamfered edge. at the top, you have a headphone jack, two microphones.
Yeah. Now before you move away, they make a big deal about that on the site. A dual microphone to get better sound. One of the things I was super impressed with the iPhone that my wife had, and now my daughter has, she bought the new one, is that the speakers and the microphone. I know for sure the speakers are really good. I mean, I put that against my Android phone, and God, the speaker on the Android on the GS4 is terrible. iPhone, great. I mean, you can hear it all the way across the room. How are the speakers on that one?
They're pretty good. Let's see. I mean, this is not obviously a very good test, but let me play some music. Let's see. This song called Feeling Good.
Which, now that you have that, you're feeling good.
Yeah, I'm feeling so good.
A little Michael Bublé. Oh, you know what? We'll get banned on YouTube if you play that too long.
No, yeah.
That might have banned us right there. Don't play it.
But you get an idea of the volume. It's pretty loud, actually. Yeah. So, yeah.
Darren says the speakers are stereo, but they're very close to each other on there.
Right.
Yeah. Well, show me where those speakers are.
Yeah, let's see that. Can you see that one?
And that's a similar configuration as the iPhone.
Right. Now, one thing I've noticed, and I don't know if it's the thickness of the bezels around here or what, but when you're playing it like at full volume, you know how when you put your hand near a speaker, you can just feel that? That's what I feel on the iPad. I didn't feel it on the first generation, maybe because of the thickness or whatever, but here, when it's too loud, you can just feel it working hard and stuff. But there's no distortion. There is no extra noise or whatever. It's pretty clean.
Okay, cool. Keep going around. What's the connector?
That's a lightning connector. For those people who don't know.
Of course, they could not have gone with a standard USB, right? Micro USB, like everybody else on the planet has gone to.
Yeah, because you know how it is with the iTunes and then the Apple proprietary accessories and stuff.
Yeah.
Now, the good thing with the Lightning is you can put it, and I'm not saying this is the biggest plus it has, is the Lightning can put either way, front or back.
Oh.
I don't think.
No. USB, yeah. Micro USB only goes in one way, but that still, that'd be nice.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, sort of. Yeah. So, yeah, it doesn't bother me as much, I guess, because I don't have Android and other gadgets much. So, right. In fact, it's good for me because I have the iPhone and now this, so I can switch back and
forth. Well, but Lightning just came, right? That's a brand new connector.
It came with iPhone 5, so it's been over a year now.
Okay.
And with iPad 4.
Yeah, we're in a completely Android ecosystem here at the Collison House, and that's another thing like that. When you're in that ecosystem, all the connectors fit, right? So we're constantly swapping them, and even like the Chromecast came with a micro USB connector, and so I've got no more than like 10 or 15 of these things like laying around, because they come with everything, right? And you plug them in, and then you can, in this case, you could put anything you want in them. But I've got a bunch of micro USB cables that I just can swap out for all my devices. So that is pretty nice. That is a drawback for me if I'd ever decided to go into the Apple ecosystem.
Right. Except the one thing is, you can use, once you get one, the connector stays.
But you got to kind of buy in. I mean, that's one of those things, right?
So but like the old connector, I mean, it was there for 10 years. If you have one for iPod, you could use it for your iPad or for your iPhone, so... That's just plus and minuses. And
Other Jim in chat was saying he's surprised the EU lets Apple get away with that. And the fact that they have their own proprietary charging, they make a big deal about everybody else. You know, they made all other cell phone companies move to the micro USB except Apple.
I don't know if they made it, but I think it was there's legislation going on where they're contemplating on making it mandatory for all so that people don't have to buy more chargers and stuff.
Right, because it was messy there for a while.
Yeah, I think it's ongoing from what I heard last. Yeah. It's the gorgeous Apple logo. I'm not a fanboy. I'm just trying to be.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. And there's not much. The EyeSight camera is on the back. I think on the left side.
Now, you're not taking pictures with that thing in public, are you?
No, iPhone is really good for that. Okay. I've never
had. Is the camera better on the Air than on the iPhone?
No, the iPhone's much better. By far. Okay. The sensors are way much better. Yeah. And so on this side, on the right-hand side, you'll see a volume up and down, and this is the mute or orientation lock key. You can just set it from the software. I keep it for mute, so I can just pull this down. Just like the iPhone, you just silence it.
Right.
And...
Now, that's consistent across all their devices, right? That functionality works the same.
All iPads, all iPhones, yeah.
That is kind of nice. I like it when they, I was just messing around with my Galaxy S2, and then I went to the S4, and they're different phones. I mean, it's the same line, but they've got things in the different places, and they replace some knobs, and things don't work just the same. You know, it's a different version of Android.
Yeah, that's one, you just feel right at home at any of those devices. Like I was using the iPhone 5 with iOS 7. There was nothing really I had to learn new.
It's just a big phone, right? I mean, really all it is a big phone. And did you buy, so that's Wi-Fi only?
Yes.
Okay.
I can use the hotspot. I don't really take this out like where there's no Wi-Fi much. So
where people can see it.
No, I like take it in like Barnes and Nobles or scooters or whatever, then or on trips. But I've never, if I need something from Wi-Fi, the iPhone's pretty good enough for one of those things. So at least, I haven't had the need to get one.
Using iCloud much on it? Is that an ecosystem you've bought into?
Pretty much. I mean, I don't know if you know about this, but the.
I'm a Microsoft MVP. Of course they don't know about this.
Now, the iOS devices, they all back up to iCloud every time you put it on charge. Every night, you put on charge, it automatically backs up that day's changes up to iCloud. So that's a good thing with iPhone. I charge it every night, and so it's backed up with with the iPad. Since I plug it in every week or so, or once or twice in a week, it's not that big a difference, but anyways, it backs up every three or third or fourth day.
Yeah. How much space do they give you up there?
I think it is 5 GB. No, it is 5 GB, and then you have to pay for
anything above that. That's pretty standard. Well, let's move your camera orientation around. I know you're dying to dig into it, so let's spin that camera around a little bit. I'll switch it over to me so that it.
Yeah, it's not.
We don't give anybody a seizure in the process, and we'll get that camera going there, so you can take a peek at getting this part done. What are you setting the camera on for that?
Oh, don't ask.
Am I going to get my camera back in one piece tomorrow?
Yeah, the camera is going to be fine. It's just a lot of patchwork around here.
Yeah. Okay, slide that thing. There we go. There you go. Yeah.
Is that good? Oh, you know what? Let me just take this thing.
Oh,
that's the other thing I want to talk about is that I haven't bought a cover for this thing. I know it's delicate, it's expensive gadget and all, but like I said earlier, the thing that really sold me was the size and the weight of it. So I didn't want to add anything extra. So I'll see. And I've told my wife, and she's usually very nitpicky about scratches and stuff. I've told her before even buying that this is going to get scratched. I'm not going to get a cover for it. So don't expect a good resale value or whatever. I want it without any covers. And,
now, it's Gorilla Glass, right?
Yeah, it's Gorilla Glass.
Yeah, so it's not going to break.
No, it's a backside. You know, like when I'm putting on the table, it's just... You know,
Yeah. No, it is kind of. It's. I think it's a realistic expectation that these things are going to get scratched. You know, I did notice that since I've stopped putting those film covers on my phones, and they really do work a lot better without them. I mean, it's like on the S4, it's like butter when you're you know using it. And those screen covers always there's just a little bit of resistance on those things that wasn't quite as good. You know.
Right. I never use anything, Jim. Although I like when there's this company called Zag. They make this thing called Invisible Shield.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of funny because this was like, 2009? And I was like, okay, a lot of people, when they buy it for them, it's, you know, and for everybody, basically, it's an expensive item and they want to protect it with kids around the house and all that. So I bought the shares of the company. I never bought any protective and all. So I like it. I mean, you know, so I know a lot of other people use it, but I never put anything around. Like I bought the cover for the old iPad, but just because it, I felt that it was going to scratch easily and stuff. But
yeah.
But this one I'm so not. I want it to be
gonna leave it like it is. Yeah. It's going to become a $500 scratched item.
Yeah, it's going to be some reviews roughly and all. And in fact, I think in one of the Apple videos, Johnny Ive said they want them to use like rigorously. This thing, and you can feel. And by the way, I want to talk about this. Even though it's light and stuff, there's no flex to it. You can do basically. It just feels like a solid chunk of metal.
Yeah. What is it made out of? What's the back made out of? Is it carbon fiber?
No. I think it was aluminum unibody. I think that's what this is.
Okay. All right. So a single piece.
Yeah. Okay. It's not vapor mag.
All right, show us what you got there.
All right, so let's
log. Let me see this ugly Safari icon. What are they talking about? What's the verge?
So let's
go ahead and go.
This is the unlocking. You just click here. This is lock. This is and then you slide to unlock. And then this is your home screen here. And by the way, since you talked about this is the iOS. Can you see that clearly?
It was better when you had it sitting down on there.
All right, I'll just leave it.
Yeah,
like
right
this.
There is good. Yeah, just leave it there. That's good. You can see everything.
Yeah, so this is the icon. It's not the best. I mean, a lot of the new iOS 7 icons are some people call it like Hello Kitty style. And I think it's true, but whatever. I don't really have much preference. But iOS does look more modern. There is not much, you know, like what they call it, like skeuomorphism.
Skeuomorphism?
Skeuomorphism. Yeah. It's not there anymore. And a lot of the text and you'll see, actually, the font's more slimmer font, a lot of white background and stuff.
Right.
All right. So let's get started on this thing. So Jim, you want to see anything particular, or
now just give us a standard demo. Just walk through it and show the different features and settings and those kinds of things. Maybe what I see you've got Chrome installed on that as well. So maybe the difference between Safari and Chrome.
Not much different. I think Apple. I'm pretty sure about this. Apple makes everybody use the Apple rendering engine. So that's why I think Firefox does not want to come out with their app on iOS because Apple prohibits that. Now, I don't know if there's a lawsuit in waiting or what, but essentially they want all sites to work the same way in on iOS devices.
So does the Chrome functionality work as the same? Do all your bookmarks and your history roll forward with you and those yep. types of things? That's all built in?
Yep. I don't know how much stuff's over here, but...
Oh, you're checking mail at work, I see.
Yeah. So that's
that
that's
works out okay? I mean, webmail works out okay across there?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. The webmail is fine. The main reason I use it because it syncs the bookmarks and stuff. There's you won't find a speed increase because, like I said, they use the same engine, Safari and Chrome on iOS.
Right.
But yeah, just bookmarks, some UI changes.
So go to theaverageguy.tv. Let's see how good we look out there on. That should just it should be a bookmark, man. Let's see how speedy it is when it pops up there. All right, here we go.
Boom.
Here we go. Look at that. Just like that. Look at those. Look at that good looking. Man, that is fast. That's pretty good. That's a good looking site right there. Now, why does that bottom keep popping up?
No. I just went from the bezel.
So if you go from the bezel, and that is, flip that back up again. So if you go from the bezel, you get what do you get there?
Okay. This is, can you see anything?
A little bit. Yeah, I can see some, I see the shape of a moon.
Let me try something here, actually.
Okay.
It's really too dark, but whatever.
Guys, if you're out there listening in chat and you want to see something particular on this, especially from this direction, just throw it in chat and I can pass that on to Amish as we're doing it. And that's a good looking site.
I think it's going to remain. Let me see if I can.
You know, I totally took off. That's a little too dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little too dark. It'll adjust there. That's pretty good. There you go. That's good. Yeah, we can see enough. So there's playing. If there's media running.
Now, right? Again, with like unlike Android, you can't change any of these buttons or any of the configuration here. It stays like this unless Apple changes it. There's no way to change any of this.
Right.
So on the left-hand side is what you have your music controls, rewind, play, forward. Not rewind, but back, play, and next. The volume set here. And then this is the airplane mode, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth. This is for your do not disturb setting. This is the screen orientation lock. And on the right of it is the time, the clock, timer, stopwatch, alarm. And then there's the camera.
So the fastest way into the camera is flip that up and hit the camera.
No, actually the fastest is when your thing's locked and you unlock it, there's a camera icon on the right here. You just take this and drag up.
Oh, nice.
Right here. Yeah.
Very good.
That's the fastest way.
Yeah, that makes it super
simple. And even if you have a passcode, you don't have to unlock it. You can take pictures.
Oh, good. Well, that's good.
And even the notifications. Oh, sorry. I'll show you the notification bar, but you can also slide this thing up even when it's locked.
Okay.
And you can change that in the setting, whether you want it to work or not.
Right.
And then there's this brightness adjustment here. And
you won't need that airplane mode anymore. The FAA is not going to make you turn it off.
Right. I guess, yeah, unless you're in a meeting or something, yeah. But,
yeah. I mean, you can now read your Kindle or and every airline is going to do it a little bit different on the implementation, but they're going to let you leave these things on now during, put the tray table up. But you can mess around with that. So, okay.
That's
what
true.
About notifications? I know everybody makes a big deal about notifications in iOS and their lack of them, it seems. I know they're working to catch that up, but where do I get – how's the notifications in your opinion?
It's all right. I don't use it as much, to be frank. Like there's this today view. I don't really use the iOS calendar much. I use the Google calendar on my Gmail.
Is Google Plus? Is there's a Google Plus app there that works like? Can you get like Google Now on the iPad?
Yeah. So there's multiple Google apps, and again, I'm not a big user of those kind of services.
Right.
But there's a default Google app. Let's see if I have it installed. Thought I did. Let's see. Okay, no, it's not that. So there's a Google app for searching, and that shows mm-hmm. Google Now. There's a Google Plus app. There's a Google Hangouts app. So this all sort of
Very Google similar to an Android.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The notification has today all.
So that's the notification screen right there.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe we can go into settings. There's a lot of text around here, but let's see. Can you guys see this thing?
Yeah, good enough.
Okay.
Gives us the idea. Anybody that's looked at one before.
And, you know, the
This way your private information is kept private.
Yeah, I hope. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think there's much private here stuff. But anyway, now I haven't used Android because anytime I try it, and this is usually at the stores, it's just not beautiful to look at. You know, it's just, I mean, especially when you're used to the iOS. This thing is just, and with the Retina screen and the way the layout is made, even those buttons, you know, the green toggle on and off, mm-hmm. it just, that's the beauty of it, you know. So I was thinking recently, you know, everybody says, oh, Android can do this too, Windows can do this too. To me, and everybody has a different way, you know, like, so for me, it's like a lot of people can play basketball, but only very few people, or basically nobody can play like Michael Jordan mm-hmm. or Kobe Bryant. So for me, this is it. A lot of people can do many things, but these guys have done it in a very natural way, for me at least. So it just feels fluid, feels natural, feels good actually too when you look at the settings. Everything is nicely broken down on the left-hand side, and then you can go in the detail on the right. So let's say general and about. Actually, I don't know if I'm going to show that one much because it has the eye, whatever.
Right, yeah, we can't see. Info. Yeah, we can't see.
Okay. But yeah, so it's
blurred significantly enough that
okay.
we can't see it.
Yeah, so I mean, the settings nicely done on iPhone. You know, you'd click here and then you would be taken to this screen. So that would be
right.
on the back end side. So here you can see it all at once, so which is good. They have now what's called a dynamic, and Android has had this for a long time. It's dynamic wallpapers, so
sure. you can
see this thing bubbles now.
Battery wasters.
Yeah, I don't turn any of those on, but
yeah, I never. It's just on Android that just absolutely chews your battery to shreds.
Mm.
Those animated, you know, yeah. animated wallpapers. I don't see the use. I'm a really, you know, I use my equipment. I'm very utilitarian in the way I use my equipment. So I don't. I kind of just use it now. I don't really mess with them that much. I rarely put a background on, and if I do, it stays there till I turn the phone in, right or whatever.
Right.
I don't spend a lot of time doing all those things. So, you know, for me, it's an issue of productivity. You know, how productive can I be on it? For me, if it was an enterprise device, it would be important to me. How quickly can I do email? And everybody always says documents. This comes with a free, right?
Right.
Right. Didn't they make some things free now with this release?
Right. Let me show it to you. And they make the basically what they call the productivity apps and some other iLife and iWork apps. So here it is, Numbers, Pages, and there was another one. I don't know if I downloaded that one. And I'm not a big user of those things.
Right.
And this is the first time I go. Now this is the first time I installed because it's free and all. So Numbers, Pages.
Yeah, just because it's free doesn't mean you should use it, you know.
Keynote. Yeah.
And Keynote, right. I know a lot of people use Keynote. That's probably the best used app.
Right. But now again, like I was saying, I use it at home usually in the evenings. So I don't really need to I don't do presentations. Oh, Keynote's right here actually.
Huh. Yeah.
So anyway, so those three apps, there's iMovie, iPhoto, I did the iBooks. Yeah. Actually, and I tried iPhoto a bit. It's going to show a bunch of photos, I guess. But
yeah.
But it's not bad.
I hope they're appropriate.
No, I don't even.
Can you get to, so, you know, one of the things I've been contemplating doing is, you know, getting away from having to install Office on anything and using the Office web apps. And because I'm in the Microsoft ecosystem, that's fairly easy to do. If I'm using the Chrome browser and I go out to my SkyDrive, can I invoke those Office web apps and run them on this iPad? Have you tried that?
I haven't tried. I'm not a big, again, web apps user.
Yeah.
Just because they lack functionality or there's a subscription somewhere or some other thing.
Well, but think about us, right? So you and I, we're in a Microsoft ecosystem at work, and we're heavily dependent on Word and Excel, and especially probably Excel, right? A lot of stuff maybe that you work in, somebody put in a spreadsheet. So if you just needed to view it, you could use those Office web apps here. You got to get it to your SkyDrive to be able to view it. But
no, actually, you can view it in iOS. Actually, iOS natively, you can view Word, Excel, right. PowerPoint, yeah. and all natively.
Well, like I said, in most platforms now have some kind of reader or viewer, even sure. they can even change it. It's one of those things, if you know, some people like to use Office, right? They're hooked on it. That's what they know. That's what they want to use.
Mm-hmm.
Could I get to the Office web apps through through the iPad.
From what I remember, Microsoft, I think, did, and again, it's more Microsoft than any of the Apple things here. Right. Microsoft, for example, has a OneNote app native.
Yep. Yep.
I installed it and uninstalled it.
That's actually pretty good. It's actually a good app.
It's good, and I guess because I don't use the web apps much, that's why I uninstalled. But what I really use is Evernote. I mean, I rarely pay for subscription and stuff, but I have a subscription for Evernote. I use it all the time.
So what's your use case? Can you open that up and show me how are you using it?
Oh, man, it has everything from my bank stuff to...
Oh, so maybe you shouldn't open it up if that's the case.
Yeah, let's see if I can... Oh, no, see, it has... way too many. Let me just 1 second.
Yeah. I don't want to get you in trouble with your other half giving away your banking information.
Oh no! See, like, if you see right here what I have open, it's all crazy. It's like my Experian credit report. And
yeah. So can you take a picture with that and dump that to Evernote?
With what?
Like, could I scan a resume? We do a lot of resumes. Yeah. Could I take a picture of a resume and drop that into Evernote?
I do it all the time, yeah. So what I do usually is with the receipts and anything I get in the mail, I'll just take a quick photo of it so I can search it. In fact, let me see, and I might be able to show you guys something. So here it is. So,
Amish, as you're looking at that, we're coming up on about 10 minutes till... to wrap this thing, I want to kind of leave it in an hour. So, thinking of anything else you want to show before we wrap it up?
So basically, what I was going to say is, and now this is a PDF actually, but let's say you took a photo of this thing and you can just search for the word Camry, and it would find it and all. So, I love Evernote for that. I just have to take photos and forget about it and just search here, and it will find it for me. What I wanted to talk about is now the A7 processor is really fast, but the Apple animations sort of make the whole thing slow and not as quick, you know, as it can be. So what I've done is I go here and I go to general accessibility and I make the reduced motion on. So when I make it off, you can see, just see how if I open Safari, you see the animation that happened. And now if I go back here, you see there's no...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no, like, a lot of people said they were having headaches or whatnot. But I just like because it's more fast. It feels faster. And by the way, on iPads, there's a cool gesture you can do with four fingers. You can just go like this and go to the next app and go like, whoa.
There you go.
Whoa.
Now you're stuck. That's called the four finger. That's the blue screen of death right there, my friend.
We have never. Okay, see, it's we have never.
Okay.
I've never seen that happen. But so one thing I want to talk about is I don't know how much RAM this thing. Nobody knows, I guess, for sure, unless maybe AnandTech has something out there. But. The memory on this thing feels pretty good. I keep a lot of apps open, and then I can just swipe through them, and it remembers the position. So now this thing just basically froze, so maybe we're restarting. But I like swapping back. So it feels more like PC experience, you know, on this thing.
Yeah.
So that's very important, because I have sometimes, there's an app here called Splashtop, which I use to connect to my main desktop, and then I would, whatever, like Word you were talking about earlier, whatever desktop apps, I use that, go back to the iPhone Facebook, the iPad Facebook app, and multiple other apps, just keep switching back and forth. And it's really good. Let me show you the power
we've had,
of...
We've had guys do Windows 8 screens of Splashtop on the iPad. So it looks like you've got Windows 8 running on the iPad.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Let me show you, like, this one is a good example of the power of the A7 chip, I think. So when you, there's no lag in any of these things. It's just instant. So I was just recently showing some things to my wife, and she really, I mean, you know, earlier on my old iPad, you're like stuttering and you're holding for the page to render and stuff.
What about, go down, you know, get in the city of Omaha and dig in a little bit where you see some pictures. Is that also equally as fast? Yeah.
So this is a city of, let's go to Bellevue, right? This is a whole Omaha.
Yeah.
Metro area.
Yeah.
But it's
beautiful metro. By the way, if you ever want to work in metro, just let me, or in Omaha, just let me know.
Yeah. It's just fast.
I can help you find a job in Omaha.
You can see. And let me, it's really, really fast. The whole thing is super fluid.
Yeah, that is fluid. Even for broadcasting that out on live stream here, that's very, very fast. And you can see it. Here you can see it, yeah.
So if you go down and then, now you know where I live.
is this using their maps or Google
Maps? This is Apple Maps.
Apple Maps, okay.
Now I'm a fan of Google Maps. So. In fact, this thing, I just put it somewhere where I can't even find it, I guess. No? So the maps here. And the Apple Maps are also very fast. This thing's taking its time, rendering and stuff. The Google Maps, there was no squares.
Yeah, Google Maps were fast.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, you guys still awake out there in the chat room? Man, they just like died off. They were chatting, and then all of a sudden they're just gone. I'm just wondering if they're still out there. What else? Anything else? You don't have to make stuff up.
I've been playing this game, for example, the 8-ball. So, yeah, I mean, you can't really see it. But this feels really, at least for me, really natural. The graphics are all HD. The game's very fluid. I mean, obviously, it's the developer who has done a good job. But it's amazing to play a game on this thing. I've played this game. I spent a lot of hours on this thing. Yeah. It just feels fun, you know? I used to play this game a lot on Yahoo Games, for example.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And now, you know, this one is just natural. It's just a lot of fun. And you just get somebody, and then you just... you just hit like this and stuff. But
is there any feedback when you hit it? Does it vibration?
I think you can set it in app. By the way, you can just slide. Oh, that's how you do it. You just slide up with four fingers, and you can see the running apps and stuff. So you just click it.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, in options, see there's vibration on and off. Anyways, yeah, so that's there. Now there's more iOS, but see, you can't really close all the apps at once. If you want to close, you have to just take one at a time, or you can take this three-finger thing and just select them and then just drag them out.
You know? Look at that.
Yeah, but there's no way to close all of them.
Right.
Now, that's one good thing about iOS. You never feel any lagginess. I usually go through the iPads and iPhones for months, like literally 8 months, 10 months before I have to ever restart them or feel that it's slowing down or whatever. So
you just keep them plugged in, and when you're using them, you unplug them and use them, and then plug them in when you need to. Exactly. And then just, yeah. And then all of a sudden you see a black Apple screen.
That's very rare, like I'm telling you. But that's one thing I love about the iPhone things is, and I don't have, like before, I don't have a lot of time to, you know, keep making updates and apply patches or whatnot. Yeah. This thing just works. I just unlock it, do what I want, and get out. So
yeah,
it's really neat in that way.
Very cool. Well, with that, we will at least wrap this version of the first look. We gave it about an hour's worth. Hopefully, you've maybe seen some things that you want to see. We'll stay around for a little bit. For those guys who are out there live, if there's anything we didn't cover, we can cover that in the post show as we kind of talk through some things. I will remind folks, if this is the first time you're watching this, we actually do a regularly scheduled Home Tech podcast Thursday nights, 8 p.m. Central, 9 Eastern, out at theaverageguy.tv/live. And we spend some time talking. It's all a lot of general tech stuff, so it gives us, you know, an opportunity to kind of talk about whatever we want. We do it each week, and all the ways to subscribe to it are out there as well. For the regular listeners who are getting this, you might be wondering, why did we pick Monday night? Why is this all of a sudden coming out of order? And it's just because we got together today and Amish said, hey, we should talk about this new iPad Air. And I said, okay, that sounds good. Let's talk about it. So we got together. It worked for him on a Monday night. It worked for me as well. We will actually this week's show will be done on Friday. I'm going to be busy this Thursday and next, so we're moving the show to Friday. Rennie Phipps, Nathaniel Lindley will be joining us, and we'll be talking about tech, and so you can join us 8 p.m. Friday night, this coming Friday night, the 8th of November. If it's past that, well, sorry, you can go out and watch the last episodes of it out at theaverageguy.tv. Also remind you, if you're a regular listener and you're helping us out, we're having a November contest out of the Facebook page. Just go out to theaverageguy.tv/Facebook, and if you post an Amazon link out there and it gets popular, you will win a opportunity to pick something from Amazon. So from me, well, you and I will work on that, and all the rules and stuff are out there on the Facebook page. Join that and then post the links out there. Guys, I'm looking for some deals here. So far, Kevin Schoonover is the only one who's come through on a deal, and so it's still early in the month, so maybe you've got to, maybe you've been waiting, but looking for some Amazon deals out there that you can post out for us. All right, with that, we will wrap this show, and we'll call it 141. Amish, thank you for taking some time to join me tonight. I appreciate you coming out and showing us the iPad Air.
Sure, my first podcast, so
it's going to be huge.
No, I know I was rambling on a bit, but
it's all good.
It was a first. So
yeah, you did a nice job. I'm glad that I could podcast you for the first go around. We got we even got Dave from Gallup to join us out there, Mr. Run DMC, out there in the chat. He said he would not miss this for anything, so he came out tonight and. This will be a wrap on the show. We'll stay around for some post show. If you're out there staying live, hang out. If you got any questions as well, we'll talk about those. Thanks for joining us this evening. Good night.